A recent University of Michigan national poll on aging found that older adults, those between 50 and 80, rely on religion and spirituality in healthcare while coping. LJ Brager is a chaplain at Michigan Medicine. Dr. Adam Marks is a clinical associate professor at the University of Michigan who works in hospice and palliative care. They spoke to WDET's Nargis Rahman about how healthcare providers can work collaboratively to meet the religious and spiritual needs of older adults.
So my name is Adam Marks. I'm a clinical associate professor at the University of Michigan. My primary area of practice is in the field of hospice and palliative medicine. So the bulk of my clinical work is taking care of both adult and pediatric patients who are faced with a serious illness.
And I'm LJ Brager. I am a chaplain at Michigan Medicine. Broadly, I'm in spiritual care, also in palliative care with Dr. Marks.
What is the role of healthcare providers when caring for older adults in terms of a holistic approach to healthcare, which includes religion and spirituality?
We recognize that a serious illness in particular will have spiritual aspects, cultural aspects, certainly psychosocial, emotional aspects of care. And that as healthcare providers, we need to be attending to all aspects.
For the most part, many folks were saying, I don't know if I need my, healthcare provider, my physician, presumably, to be asking me about my beliefs and practices. However, when I am going through a serious health challenge, my beliefs and practices are going to be a big part of helping me cope. We work together as physicians, as spiritual care providers, therapists, social workers, physical therapists. When we really come together and collaborate closely on each and every patient, that's when we see the best sort of whole person outcomes.
In the survey, I noticed that you found that many older adults are comfortable talking about their spirituality or religious beliefs with their provider, but they don't want their doctors to ask them necessarily. What are some things that you might suggest providers can do to cope with this situation?
I think people want to be able to disclose what they want to disclose when they want to disclose it. And they want to know that when they need to disclose something, they're going to have providers there who can hold it, respond appropriately, refer appropriately. And so one of the things we teach young physicians and, aspiring physicians pretty early is to be honest about what you're going to ask and why you're going to ask it and what your intention is. And if I understand your intentions, then I might be more willing to disclose it. But if I don't understand your intentions, I might not be ready to.
What are some things that older adults are requesting in terms of religious and spiritual help in end of life care?
A lot of folks have specific rites and rituals that are called for at specific points in a life transition. A lot of family cultures have specific mm-hmm. things that are called for. They'll say when grandma died, we read this psalm. People want help facilitating rituals, even creating rituals where they didn't have any before. I'll have a lot of folks disclosing that they have loved ones who they don't think they're going to reconcile with before they die, and they're trying to find some kind of peace about that. They have loved ones who they wish they could reconcile with, but don't want to because they still think that person is wrong. In that same theme is, how do I talk to my children about mm-hmm. my death?
I'll say another thing that I run into with patients and families is reconciliation with family, but also perhaps reconciliation with a faith. And so I'll hear, I was raised this, but I'm not practicing. But boy, I'd like to see, someone from that faith again, please. And now in this time of crisis, I want to fall back on that ritual that was foundational in my upbringing.
If the patient perceives that the physician shares the same religious background or spiritual beliefs, they might be more willing to share their spiritual beliefs with the physician. When they don't share the same spiritual beliefs or religious beliefs, what are some tools that are used to basically further that conversation?
Cultural concordance and discordance are on two ends of the spectrum, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in between. The fact is that no two people are the same, right? No two Christians, no two Unitarians, no two Muslims are alike. Every single person has a different constellation of beliefs and values that they have internalized from the cultures that they grew up in and that they've lived in. Very often when we recognize a person in whom we see a lot of our culture represented or reflected, we do automatically feel maybe a little bit more comfortable with them. As healthcare providers in a big academic medical center in a relatively diverse area, we are inevitably going to be called to care for people whose cultures are not always like ours. So we really do need to have the appreciation in the beginning and the humility and the sort of commitment to creating culturally safe spaces. One of the other really important strategies is just doing like radically centering person. So as a spiritual care provider, I obviously work with a lot of folks who are part of mainstream religions, but I also work with a lot of folks that are part of minoritized and marginalized religious groups. Some people who, where they feel like if they disclose the religious group that they're part of, that it could actually be a threat to them. My task in those moments is to be open to what is important to that person at that time. And so my conversation with them is often like, what are you worried about right now? And like, what do you want from me right now? You know, if someone is telling, is disclosing to me that they're really struggling, they feel like maybe they're not being cared for in the way they want to be cared for. My question is this something that you feel like you can and want to advocate for yourself? Is this something you want to just muddle through a little longer and see how it plays out? Or is this something that you want me to help you advocate for?
What are things that older adults or families should know about how to relay their information about religion and spirituality to their healthcare provider?
If there are strongly held beliefs, particularly that are important sources of support, I think it's a good thing to share that with your provider and say, this is how I'm taking care of myself. I am praying. I am engaging in these rituals. I am doing X, Y, Z. And so that the provider can be aware of that as your care continues, whether that's outpatient or in the hospital. At the end of the day, I think if it's important to you, it should be important to your medical team.